U.S. greater than 82-year-old Japanese grandma wins fight against Asian black bear that came into her backyard. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz 82-year-old Japanese grandma wins fight against Asian black bear that came into her backyard. News, filming in all forms, including social media, requires license, says multimedia minister. 82-year-old Japanese grandma wins fight against Asian black bear that came into her backyard. Skynet lorry caught on fire in Balakong after customer ordered highly flammable acid for delivery. Malaysians show outpouring love and support for YouTuber Pavithra amidst domestic abuse case. E-Penjana, machines will receive up to RM100 through e-wallets, expected by end of July, T&C apply. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People Features Lifestyle, free this Sunday? Check out Sunky OG's visual exhibition of human colors and coexistence. Machines can get over RM1000 off on Samsung products at this upcoming Samsung Super Brand Day on Shopee. Wob tries, we ate roasted crickets and honestly, it tastes really good. Health DG, the use of smart wristbands for people under surveillance can be considered. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. The one where they all reunite, FRIENDS special might begin filming next month. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Gelap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup, crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. What would be your first reaction if you ever encountered a bear? Would you run away? Would you go blank and stumble around the place? Or would you challenge it like how this Japanese grandma did? On the 16th of July, Thursday, 82-year-old Rumiko Sasaki was enjoying her daylight hours by weeding her backyard with her husband. It was a fine evening in the rural neighborhood of Kita Hiroshimacho, Hiroshima Prefecture, until they were greeted by an unexpected guest. At around 5:30 p.m., as reported by Sora News, it was an Asian black bear, which was around 150 centimeters in height. Surprisingly, Rumiko didn't crouch in fear when she was alerted by her husband about its presence and when it surged at her. When I stood up, there was a bear standing there, and it came right at me, aiming right at my face with its claws. She said, being at the age of 82, she clearly didn't possess the skills of a martial artist or own a tough body, but she refused to give in. She defended herself from the sudden attack. So I went awe and tossed him off me and sent him flying. I think I hit him a few times too. Then he went running away. Fortunately, Rumiko only suffered scratches on her face which required some stitches. According to these grandparents, seeing bears roaming around Hiroshima Prefecture is not an unusual occurrence. It has been reported that there were 252 bear sightings in between the months of April and June 2020. After Rumiko's incident, the local hunting club Kuma Rangers, aka Bear Rangers, has put up 3 cages in the forest. The area is also currently being patrolled by them. Watch her interview below. 80. Kia Su hash Bei Guang Dao Ting hash Guang Dao pic.twitter.com/Sayut3NMD. News, Su Bao at News24NTV, July 17, 2020. We can't possibly imagine how terrifying it must have been. The winner of this one-on-one challenge is the grandma. Also read, watched these hikers did not move an inch when a black bear decided to crash their hike. Source, Nitarama Source, Bear Conservation Source, Mothership, Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.